This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Kai Rizdahl. These days, automakers have robots to build their cars, but those robots need someone to keep them running. Toyota is one company trying to reshape the perception of maintenance jobs. Turns out you don't need a bachelor's degree to fix those robots. Emily Hanford of American Radio Works reports.
This is the factory floor of the Toyota plant in Georgetown, Kentucky, where in the short span of 20 hours, a huge ball of steel is transformed into a Camry or an Avalon or a Venza. Every year, this factory produces 500,000 cars and SUVs. A new one rolls off the line every 54 seconds. How? Robots, for one. But like all machines, robots break down. And finding people who can fix them is a challenge, says Toyota's Dennis Dio Parker.
We can't just go out and throw some ads and hire some skilled people. They're not out there.
Manufacturers across the country are facing the same problem. In a 2011 survey, three-quarters of executives at U.S. manufacturing companies said a shortage of skilled production workers was having a significant impact on their company's ability to expand.
Part of the problem is maintenance is not seen as a real sexy career.
Another part, says Toyota's David Cox, is kids today are being told they have to go to college. But colleges aren't turning out graduates with the kinds of skills a lot of employers need. That's why Toyota, in partnership with 15 other manufacturers in need of skilled workers, has set up its own two-year degree program.
Right now, I'm in my motors control class, really my electricity side of the program.
Students like Dalton Ballard are learning to be advanced manufacturing technicians, or AMTs. They're the ones who fix the robots. Classes take place at Toyota in a 12,000-square-foot classroom with equipment to teach things like fluid power and motors and controls.
So you can see where the wires, this is our power supply, which is 24 volts DC.
Ballard has his hands inside a metal box full of blue wires. He's learning to install a switch. Technical skills are a big focus of this program, but students take general education classes too, including math, humanities, and public speaking.
As you all know, your demonstration speeches start next week, so you all got your outlines back for that last class session.
The AMT program is a partnership with a local community college, but all courses are chosen or designed by Toyota. Ballard wasn't sure at first why he needed to learn public speaking skills.
But I really use them a lot now. Instead of just being like, oh, that part moves and that one extends a little bit, now I can actually explain it.
Along with taking classes, students do paid internships. After they graduate, they typically get hired full-time. Starting pay for advanced manufacturing technicians can be as much as $80,000 a year with overtime. Emily Houston, who always assumed she'd get a bachelor's degree, actually quit the University of Kentucky to do the AMT program instead.
I just kind of decided it wasn't so much about the degree as it was about the job that I was going to get with that degree.
Toyota has AMT programs in 7 states, including Kentucky. The program here got off to a slow start in 2010, but in the last year alone, the number of students has grown from 16 to more than 40. Houston, who has an internship at 3M, expects to get a full-time job when she graduates this spring. And because 3M is a global corporation,
I could get on full-time here and then transfer to another plant in California or in France.
Houston says she's always wanted to travel and once thought getting a bachelor's degree would be the way to do it. But it turns out knowing how to fix robots might be just as good. I'm Emily Hanford for Marketplace.